Several out-of-town fire trucks and firefighting crews have made their way to the Kelowna area to battle a significant wildfire that has already destroyed dozens of homes. However, more resources are needed, said Kelowna West MLA Ben Stewart Friday. I realize they have stretched resources across the province, said Stewart, who has been told by BC Wildfire Service that of the roughly 3,000 firefighting personnel in the province, 80 are battling the fires threatening West Kelowna, including those in aircraft. Fire trucks are coming into the area from outside the region, and Stewart said he has already seen some from as far away as Comox and Hope. Delta deploys truck and crew. A Type 1 engine truck from the city of Delta added to the growing deployment on Friday, according to its deputy fire chief Dave Ayton. On Thursday night, Delta confirmed a request from the BC Wildfire Service, via the Office of the Fire Commissioner, which puts out letters of interest to non-volunteer fire departments for potential deployments ahead of the fire season. Ayton explained to Glacier Media that BC fire departments first need to have firefighters trained in wildland firefighting and then need to have the resources to deploy a truck. In Delta's case, Delta firefighters are trained to battle wildland fires, training that helps them attack any blazes in Burns Bog or the Delta watershed. Delta has 8 Type 1 engines and 3 trucks it considers spares and deployable. Ayton said any department will need to keep some spares back to fight possible fires in their own community. We would never deplete the city to deploy elsewhere, but if we have trucks to deploy we can, said Ayton. For a fire of this magnitude they, BC Wildfire Service, are reaching out to everyone who is on their list. If they are reaching out to lower mainland career, non-volunteer, departments things are getting pretty bad. Ayton said Delta's crew will try to protect houses on the front line. Ayton's son, a firefighter currently battling the fires, and told his father Thursday night was a very busy night doing tactical evacuations. Kelowna could use fire guards in future. Meanwhile, Stewart has been on the ground assisting with communicating to constituents and understanding how the fires are being suppressed. He said those fighting the fires are doing the best they can. BC leaned on firefighters from other countries this year, already a record-breaking year in which more than 1.6 million hectares of land has burned across the province. Next year, Stewart said, there needs to be more resources. Considering parts of Kelowna burned in 2003, Stewart hopes the provincial government takes proactive measures by building fire guards on the edge of the communities. I think on the West Kelowna side, with a lot of these areas, I think fire guards is something we need to consider, said Stewart. Glacier Media contacted the BC Wildfire Service and the Fire Commissioner to understand exactly how many outside resources have been sent to West Kelowna, but has yet to receive a response. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca